Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it's Hump Day with Swanee and Friends, and this is our bonus episode for round 18 of the AFL Premiership season, where we talk all things footy tipping. You seem thrilled to be here. Dane's made his way back from Queensland, in case you missed the first podcast, and I'm on time for this one. Ralph, how are you today?
I'm well, and I'm very, very excited because there's a theme for this week after last week.
There's a theme. Do elaborate.
Unders.
Unders.
It's going to be the lowest scoring round in history. Let me tell you, on Monday the headlines will be the game's fucked again. Steve Hocking.
Is that because of the weather, or you just
Also the trend of going now? Everyone's worked out the stand rule and all that. So
yeah, well, I've got a couple unders for you.
Yeah. Well, here we go.
And the weather. Did you mention the weather?
And the weather's going to be shit.
Yeah, terrible. All right. Well, let's get into it. The first game sees Freo hosting Geelong over at Optus Stadium. Freo are paying $2.48. Geelong $1.54.
Before we get going, you know what? Would make this show better if our host, a beautiful host, pregnant host over there, would maybe give us a couple of stats.
Okay, I'm writing this down. Okay.
Just because.
Is this sort of 360 degree leading team style?
Yeah, feedback? Just because there's a couple of games there which I obviously, my research probably isn't as thorough as some, but like, you know, I think.
I've got a page full of notes and you've got your dirty hanky.
Yeah. Like, you know, I think it was like Carlton's, Carlton had lost 10 in a row to sides at, I don't know, wherever it was, so I would have taken Geelong.
Right.
And
now, if there's one thing you should have learned from me, and not there wouldn't be many things, the best way to lose money is on footy stats.
I know, that's why I love them.
I can't be
because you're completely off them, and I think it would be a good dynamic to the show.
Yeah, but you've done more research.
I'll do research for Dane.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. I can do that. That's totally fine. Okay. We digress slightly. That's okay. Freemantle.
How'd we go? You batted 50-50? 6. You batted 600.
5-9. You were 5-10.
Yeah, so you got me.
Impossible
week. But you come out in the plus. I broke even. So, listen, if that's our worst week, and like I said on the previous show, if you start with a winner and you end with the winner, you've won over the weekend. Doesn't matter what's happening between, because you walk away. So I started with Melbourne, Freo, and what was the game in between? Essendon. So we started on fire, a bit lean when I couldn't watch the games because I was busy. And then Monday night took North. So when you end on a positive note, you mentally think you've won. So I'd won for the weekend. So it was. So that's our worst weekend, guys. We're going okay.
We're doing all right. One more time for those listening at home. Fremantle are hosting Geelong over at Optus Stadium. Freo paying $2.48. Geelong $1.54. The line is 10.5. And the over-unders is 150.5, Ralph. This ground looks awful at the moment, by the way.
Because West Coast played on it.
Yes, and as I know from racing, the damage is done on wet ground.
Correct.
Chop it right up. So
stormy as.
Good luck to the groundsman there.
When you say, is this Thursday night?
Thursday night game. Yes. We're taping this Wednesday morning.
That's tomorrow, yeah.
Correct.
Whenever people are listening. 10.5, I think, is a very good start for Freo. They're playing well. I got them completely wrong last week. You got them right. I thought the Alistair Clarkson math science might kick in
at
the announcement. Maybe it kicked in the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe. Anyway, but Fremantle are going well. Seventh on the ladder. I was surprised at seeing that.
Yes. Same.
I looked at the ladder on Monday. I was like, fuck, what's happened here?
Correct.
I thought I'd just thrown them all at the
end. Yeah, someone's done a shuffle.
Exactly.
Their body of work is now getting pretty good. They were very good against Sydney over there, and Sydney's proven the form. Yeah, they kicked themselves out.
I was wrong about Sydney. I'll give you that hand up.
Essendon and Carlton. They both should have been beaten. They just kick sideways. So as long as they get their kicking boots right, they will take this right up to Geelong. And Geelong, I think a due for a little downer. Not a big downer, but a...
Is this a math science?
They weren't convincing on the weekend.
Against Carlton?
Yeah.
Yeah, now they're travelling. So I think and their home deck for 10.5 is a good start.
Mm, Ralph. Dane.
I actually like the unders in this.
Yep.
Under 50. But if I'm going to... If you don't like betting the over-unders...
You should like it.
No, I'm saying if you don't like... If the person out there... I actually like Geelong. I don't really don't know why, but
okay.
Geelong are going well. I think Freo have overachieved a little bit, hence them being seventh on the ladder.
Right.
That took me a bit of a surprise
Imposters
too. Well, I'm not sure they're imposters. I just think Geelong are 11 points better than them.
Right. Fair call.
What's the total points again?
150.5. We'll move on to Friday night footy. Richmond are hosting Brisbane. Richmond paying $2.69. Brisbane $1.47. The line is 13.5.
Mm.
The over-unders are 149.5.
Is that who's plus there?
Brisbane's favourite.
Brisbane is the favourite.
So they're minus. I just like to clarify that.
Yep.
You said the line's 13.5. I don't know which way it's going.
Richmond plus.
Okay, thank you.
Brisbane minus. You. They're playing at the MCG.
You're pregnant or something?
Dane, I am very pregnant.
Okay. You're awful. Okay, thank you.
Correct.
So where are they playing?
The MCG.
Okay, yeah.
Are you pregnant?
Very fucking well, maybe. We're in 2021, Samantha. I'm every chance to be pregnant.
Absolutely. And you're allowed to be, if that's what
exactly.
You identify as a pregnant woman.
MCG, Saturday or Friday? What did you say, Friday
night?
What's the weather going to be?
Shit.
I actually like Richmond here at the line.
Really?
I don't even mind it for...
13.5.
Could nearly just about declare him as a winner here, but no Hipwood, and they lost Adams as well. Brisbane, two of their pillars in defence and attack. I don't know. Maybe I'm just completely wrong about Richmond. They are going shit house, but I keep saying they have to find something.
They really need to.
I seen a stat. Brisbane have won like one of their last 25 at the MCG, and we know Ralph loves a footy stat, so I can imagine he's going to be going Brisbane. But I'm taking Richmond with a 13.5 start.
So when they played each other, Brisbane smashed them by 28 points. Richmond have since gone worse. Brisbane have gone better, bar their little math science blip last week. Yeah.
Mm.
Their body of work's fantastic. I do think one thing with comes to key players, obviously the better talent you've got, the better side you are. Mm-hmm. But either clubs waste their time planning for a whole week, or game day injuries are really, really bad.
Mm.
So even though they'd rather have Hipwood in, at least they can plan for not having Hipwood in, unlike when he got injured during the game. So I think they're going to plan well. I wouldn't be surprised if it's an under, even at the very low 149.5, but 13.5 for Brisbane. Because of their record at the MCG, it gives you an extra 6 points. I mean, they'll probably beat them by 3 or 4 goals. So 13.5 Brisbane for me.
Since we've started.
Yeah, we'll get ticked.
Someone's going to win. Exactly.
Dane, someone is going to win.
Exactly. Well, it could be draws, although I guess I'll win, so the plus.
This is very true. Moving on to Saturday footy, and we're heading out to Ballarat, to Mars Stadium, Greater Western Sydney. Yes, we're heading out to Ballarat.
They don't play AFL out there.
They absolutely do. They have done for the last few weeks, I think.
They?
Yeah, a couple of games out there. Not last week.
Fucking hell.
There has been a few out there of late. GWS, the hosts of the round of this game, hosting Sydney. GWS paying $2.63. The line plus to GWS is 11.5. Sydney minus 11.5. The over-unders for this one is 143.5, Dane.
Is it my go?
Yes.
Give me two in a row.
Yes.
Okay.
You've thrown him.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was wrong about Sydney. Oh, I thought they'd fall out the eight. Thought they were overachieving, but also I've happened to be on one of the footy shows over the last few days, and mate, they've beaten just about everyone above them.
Mm.
Unlike Melbourne, who don't beat anyone above them.
No.
Yeah,
it's Melbourne's
week. And Port Adelaide. So now that I'm jumping on the Sydney train, you watch them fucking get their ass kicked by GWS this week. There's nothing surer, but I am Sydney just keep impressing me, so I'm taking Sydney with an 11.5 deficit.
Right.
But knowing that, math science will fuck me in. They'll get flogged.
I think there's a bit of math science because Sydney have been really up.
Exactly.
They've been playing great footy. They were very good against Port in that great game where they lost, and then they've won their last two against West Coast and they wiped them off the floor. And that was a great game against the Bulldogs too. So they're due for a bit of a dip.
Yeah.
And I think GWS are due for a bit of a lift again. They've been up and down a little bit, but not in a bad way. Just they're a bit low on personnel. They beat the Demons.
Bad loss on the weekend.
Well, here's... Yeah, we'll talk about it. This is 50-50 stuff. So could you have been right? Well, we could have been right. Yeah. Finlayson decided to go sideways.
Oh, mate, what was that?
Yeah. And that actually cost them a game, effectively, two goals. They get a goal out of that, we win. So we could have been right. Anyway, having said all that, it's sleet at Ballarat this Saturday.
Is it?
Sleet.
Disgusting.
143.5. It'll be 40 points to 50.
Mm.
Lovely under. Unders.
Unders.
Have you played in sleet before, Dane? Do you know what sleet is?
You might this Saturday.
It's like sideways. Slushy ice.
No, I don't think so. I played in a game in like Alice Springs where we literally, when you stood on the ground, your boots were under the water.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was not fun.
In Alice Springs?
Pretty sure I was there. Yeah. In like a preseason match versus the Crows, I think.
See, I've got you covered there. I did that at Wattle Park, but that was just a foot of mud. Yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I'm out of Dingley this week. I don't even know if Dingley was a suburb.
Doesn't sound
this
like
my first, a suburb. This Dingley. Is my first away game ever outside the AFL, so I cannot. Hopefully, it is pissing down because I'll have no one in the crowd to abuse me.
And when you get there and you have a look around at the burbs, about 40 minutes out of town for those not in Melbourne, have a think about the name of the pub out there. Do you know what the name of the pub out in Dingley is called? The Dingley International. I don't think a lot of people from overseas would be getting off the plane at Tullabree to go.
I'm not sure I'll be stepping by. I'm not sure I'll be popping in on the way home.
Well, you never know. Their after-match function might be the Dingley International.
Well, I won't be going.
So Dane, you're Swans and I'm unders.
Yep.
Sydney at the line and you're unders.
Yep.
Great. Moving on to the next game. The Gold Coast Suns are hosting the Western Bulldogs up at Metricon Stadium. Gold Coast are paying $4.10. Western Bulldogs are $1.24. The line is 25.5 with Gold Coast in the plus there, Ralph. And the over-unders is 150.5.
That's a low over because that is the one place it looks like it's going to be nice weather this week. And now this may be – I hope we don't get cancelled for this because it may be an outdated saying, but I think the Western Bulldogs are going to beat them like a red-headed stepson. So they're just – this
– they're ready.
The Suns have been up and up and – the Western Bulldogs have come off their flat run, so they're about to explode. Either way, even if the Suns play because they've got their bit of confidence up, the young side, Dunkley and Norton back for the Dogs. I just think the over's the easy bet there. 150 points. They're just going to put on a goal kicking display in the heat. So overs for there because the Suns are at least playing for each other now, so I'm just a bit worried about that as they might take it up a bit to the Dogs, but I think it'll be a goal fest. Overs is a good bet.
Dane.
Well, I hear no lies, Ralph, but I'm sticking with the Dogs minus 25.5 there. They got embarrassed on the weekend by the Swans. They'll come out and flog the Suns on the weekend, who have been up and, you know, they deserve to lose.
They deserve.
I do. I'm backing the Dogs.
The Suns deserve to lose?
Yes.
What do you base that on?
that I'm taking the Dogs.
Okay, just for purely betting reasons.
Yeah, selfish reasons, yes. As Ralph always says, always back self-interest because you know it's trying.
He's nodding to that. Well, we'll move on to the next game. Speaking of self-interest, Ralph, it's your mob, the Melbourne Demons, hosting the Hawthorn Hawks. They are playing at the MCG. Melbourne are paying $1.10. Hawthorn, $7. The line, minus to Melbourne, 39.5. Over-unders is 151.5.
Very tempted to Hawthorn at the line. That's a big line because, again, the weather's going to be shizen. And Melbourne have been up against Port. But the one thing in that you think is that Melbourne are going to want to put a side away big time coming into the finals. But
Hawthorn, sure they can do it with their way they play.
Yes. And Hawthorn are dreadful twice.
Did you say you're not sure or you're sure?
Not sure.
Not sure they can do it.
Same game multi. Well, I haven't taken a same game multi before, but I'm going to hear. So 151.5 unders.
Correct.
This is going to be a low score.
I've got the unders written down.
Yep. Same game multi, 151.5 unders into me not getting out from behind the glass. Which is probably $1.10. $1.03. Just put a little bit of value in it.
Absolutely.
Dane loves the value.
So, yes, the D's. The D's, I'm hoping, but I don't think they'll cover the line, but 151.5 I like.
I've taken the Hawks. I got plus 40.5, so I must have moved the point since I had a look. So Hawks 39.5 also into the under is what I've taken.
I can see it being like a 70-40 game, which means you win.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Great. Well, the next game is St Kilda hosting Port Adelaide over at Marvel Stadium down in Docklands there. St Kilda is paying $2, Dane. Port Adelaide are $1.84. The line plus to St Kilda is 2.5. Just a small line there. The total points over-unders is 150.5.
Yep. Let me just check the ladder.
Exactly. I know where you're going.
Yep. And St Kilda 9th, Port Adelaide 5th. Port can't beat anyone above them. Now, let me just, if my eyes are correct, St Kilda are below Port in the ladder, which means to me Port get the job done. Minus 3.5. That's about all you need to know about Port. They can't beat anyone above them, but flog everyone else below them. Don't care where it is, Port minus 3.5 for me.
Snap, best bet of the round for mine, Port.
So it's 2.5.
And St Kilda have been up.
Up.
We see these flat runs. That's why they get these turnarounds. And the other thing, as I mentioned with Hipwood, same thing with Butters going down for Port. You can't program that during a game. But now they've got the whole week to plan with that. Have I gone off air or is that me?
No.
It was my ears. So you can't plan during the game, but they know now that they haven't got Butters and they're going to plan for St Kilda and they're going to really want to confirm their place in the eight. Port best bet.
Port best bet. Well, moving on to Sunday footy. North Melbourne are hosting Essendon. I feel like North are no longer the North of the game anymore. North, $3.18. Essendon, $1.36. The line plus to North, 18.5, Ralph. Over-unders is 157.5.
Where is this game?
It's being played at Marvel Stadium.
Will they close the roof? Because that'll make a big difference to my...
I don't think they will. I doubt they will. Because unless under current health... And now that there's a couple little cases from down, I think they'll keep the roof open. So I always worry about sides winning a big game against the odds.
Yes.
And I always worry about sides winning easily with no competition.
Okay, yes.
Both sides are against each other. So what this lines up a bit, 157.5. I think it'll be a shutdown game. Look at Essendon's lead in, even when they smashed Adelaide, it were uncompetitive. They kicked 84 points before that, 57-57. North's been kicking in the 70s, even when they're playing okay. So I don't think either of these sides are going to cover the line. 157.5 unders.
Yeah, if the roof was closed, I was actually going to take the overs. But if it's open, no bueno. But I like Essendon here. I think North coming off a ordinary game, tired legs on a Monday night. They've got to fly back from Perth. 6-day break in the piss and wet. Had a huge win, so I just don't think they'll be able to get bounced by a young side, sore bodies. Essendon had a training run last weekend. I think they cover the 3 goals. Essendon.
Happy with those. Next game is your mob, Dane. Collingwood Football Club hosting Carlton at the MCG. Collingwood paying $1.96, Carlton $1.88. Collingwood's line is plus 1.5. The over-unders is 148.5.
I'm not backing. I'm not tipping against Collingwood this week.
I've just looked up the stats.
Yeah.
What are we, round 17, round 18?
18.
So Collingwood have played 17 times. You've got them wrong 16.
Yeah.
Outside of that, you're 98% for the rest of the competition. That could be bullshit, by the way.
Well, it's not far from the truth. I like the Pies here. I don't know why, but I'm not tipping Carlton to beat Collingwood. So
really?
Yep. So that is why I'm tipping Collingwood.
Dano's opened the door. Carlton. I just wait to see what. Yeah, you go with Collingwood and go the opposite.
Okay, you're going to fade me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, that's your input for the round.
That's my analysis.
Fair enough. Well, we'll move on to the final game of the round where we see the Adelaide Crows hosting the West Coast Eagles over at Adelaide Oval. Adelaide are paying $2.23.
This game gives me nightmares.
West Coast is $1.66. The line for this plus to Adelaide is 8.5 rough, and the over-unders is 154.5.
Are these sides going to score 154?
Can you back a nil or draw here?
it's the movable object versus the resistible force. They just both go like shit. I do think the Crows will bounce back a bit with Walker there, who is a leader. And I reckon they got away with the Brisbane smashing. Yeah, you know, like teams sometimes, yeah. You know, they can play like shit and you're under the radar. They weren't under the radar on the Friday night. They were embarrassed to the whole competition and to themselves and to their family. Anyway, so I think they're going to show something. They've generally been competitive, but that will involve shutting down the game and West Coast are just the West Coast skunks away from home. So unders is the bet for mine.
Dane. Another one.
You know what? I'm quite happy with West Coast now because I was on the right side of them. Mm. So I don't have a problem with them anymore because if I'm on the right side of them, good on me.
Yep.
good on you.
And I've said it again, I will not back – as much as I think West Coast are going to win this game.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I think West Coast will generally win this game.
What's the line again?
The line is 8.5 in Adelaide's favour.
I don't want to do it. I'm gonna stick to my guns. I'm taking Adelaide at the line.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
Adelaide but at the line.
West Coast don't deserve my tip.
No, they don't.
They don't. Not so they're not getting it.
It was deplorable last week.
Even though I'll probably back them
up. Amateur.
Even though I'll probably bet on them.
My best bet is Port Adelaide. My multi is Port Adelaide, Carlton, both to win, and the unders for the two Saturday sleet games, GWS and Sydney and Melbourne at Hawthorn.
Your best bet.
I like the multi. Hawks to cover the 39.5 is my best bet. Multi, these are all at the line. Hawks, Richmond, Port, and Geelong under.
Fabulous. Well, that's it for round 18. Should be an interesting round of footy. Hopefully it's better than last week and hopefully we do better than last week. Either way, if you're having a bet, please do so responsibly.
And get here on time next week, Sam.
Yes, fuck's sake.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.